So gurus exist, and they're hard to find. I mean, they're easy to find in the sense that there are a lot of them, but it's hard to know. You have to use your heart. And the ancient ones are kind of reliable. And it is a cliche, but all cliches are not quote unquote bad. It is a cliche that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. It's true. If you ever actually need a guru, your guru will appear. Might not call itself a guru. Probably won't. You know, if I'm saying to myself, I'm a pupil, think about it. You linguists out there, I am a pupil. Okay. Where'd the guru part go? You also have the conceptual, the sentence, I am a guru. That's no more that has no more existential weight than the sentence I am a pupil does. So it comes down to some pretty deep thinking. Who's claiming to be what here? And for what purposes? There's a book written about a year ago by an East Indian. I wish I knew the name of it. But it's about this kid who has nowhere to live, and there's this old broken down monastery in India, and it's all broken down and stuff, and rat infested. He just lives in there and sits out on the steps all day, every day, and people start finding him there and bringing him crusts of bread and stuff. And to make a long story short, people start thinking he's a guru and bringing him their spiritual questions. And to make a long story even shorter, he actually turns out to be one, although he didn't know it. Which is one of the highest marks of a true guru, is there's no claim being made. Just the occasional remark that might help a person see something they might not have seen for lifetimes. But all of a sudden some word gets said to them and their whole life changes. Or they get handed something to read. It can be anything. So I guess the bottom line of devotion to the guru would be the beginning of a realization of the truth of the statement, I do not know. Because that's the beginning of the path. As long as I know, there's nowhere to go because I'm already there. So it's real important not to know. But you don't have to tell anyone you don't know, because most people want you to know stuff. So let them think you do. Pass your tests, it's cool, you know. Oh, it's 8:40. Oh, cool, man. Nice to know where we are in infinite time. Well, here we are on Main Street. Well, that helps. See why the guru, devotion of guru thing is very difficult, because they're not located in space and time, although they appear to be. So if you're devoted to a guru, you're being pulled out of space and time, or to put it differently, you're being induced into a larger sense of space and time. So if you have a guru and things are getting smaller, you have a problem going. They should be getting bigger and deeper and more mysterious. And the guru should be saying more and more often, I don't know either. If you got that kind of thing going, you might have something going. If you got somebody sitting there who's hasn't helped you along too much, and you've been there doing what you've been told for quite a while, you might want to consider an alternative. I mean, if you are trying to actually go get some, learn something, you know. So Shankara says, from whom this little article is taken, that he had all the wisdom he had because of his devotion to his gurus. And that was the only reason. There's no other way. Except unconditionality. Yeah. And that's real rare. Yeah. So meanwhile, we get to be a little more spiritual next time when we discuss noetic, something about noetic here. Noetic self-determination. Noetic self-determination is what has to begin occurring before one becomes seriously interested in the idea of finding a guru. Noetic means thinking with a part of the mind that is not personal. It's the kind of thinking most people avoid because it doesn't have anything to do with, quote, me. You know, good example of things like math. That's noetic. Nothing personal. 2 + 2 = 4. Don't take it personally. It's not aimed at you. Yeah, so noetic is any form of thinking that's impersonal. And it's the kind that, it's the only kind that can take us somewhere. And it's the only kind that's never taught. But it's being taught now, and it's, nothing's going to stop it now because it's on the internet and everything. We're teaching people that they can think beyond themselves, like about the human condition. And it's cool. We can even talk to some of the humans on other countries now in real time. And they're only 6 years old. And they're already friends. And they already don't take their goddamn country's name seriously. But they take their Nintendo game pretty damn seriously. Some things are more important than others. So that's the devotion to the guru. That's aim for unconditionality. Yeah. And we'll see some of you perhaps for noetic self-determination. Thank you for coming.